Now listen to two students discussing the letter.
Mary, you're an art student. What do you think of this letter?
I don't like the idea.
Why not?
Well, first of all, his first point about a lot of people passing through the student center, that's true, but...
But?
But it's always really crowded with people coming and going. It's not good for showing artwork. Imagine you're standing there, trying to look at a painting. There's going to be like a million people walking through. People walking in front of you, blocking your view, distracting you.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
You won't be able to appreciate the artwork or get a good look at anything with so much going on, with so many people moving around.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Plus, he's wrong about the windows.
But isn't it true that it's good for art to have lots of light?
In a sense, yeah. But that kind of light, all that natural light from windows, that's actually not good. Because if it's really sunny out, it'll be way too bright. If it's cloudy, it'll be way too dark.
Oh.
What you want is controlled light, consistent light, the kind you get from electric light bulbs. Think about in an art museum. In an art museum, you've got electric lighting, and the light is always carefully controlled, always at the same level.
Briefly summarize the proposal in the student's letter. Then state the woman's opinion about the proposal and explain the reasons she gives for holding that opinion.
Please prepare your answer after the beep.